Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Crimatorium. Today we delve into two cold cases that seem destined to remain mysteries, but were ultimately revived by modern forensic breakthroughs. We begin in 1967, Bristol, England, with the tragic murder of 75-year-old Louisa Dunn, before traveling to Massachusetts, where the 1978 murders of Teresa Marcoux and Mark Harnish haunted investigators for decades. The murder of Louisa Dunn. On June 28, 1967, 75-year-old Louisa Dunn was discovered dead in her home on Britannia Road in Bristol by a concerned neighbor. The neighbor had noticed Louisa's window open, an unusual sight, and decided to check on her. Inside, Louisa was found lying in her front room. She had been strangled and raped, her body dressed in a black velvet coat and shawl. Marks around her neck revealed the brutality of her final moments. The investigation revealed that her killer likely gained entry through the open window, where a handprint was discovered. But despite significant efforts, including collecting palm prints from thousands of men in the Easton area, police were unable to identify a suspect. Louisa Dunn had once been part of Bristol's social class. Her first husband, Teddy Parker, had been a city alderman poised to become the city's mayor before his untimely death. Her second husband, John Doone, worked as a night watchman and passed away just years before Louisa's murder, leaving her to live alone in her modest home. Despite her solitary nature, Louisa maintained a close friendship with Alice Clark, a 79-year-old neighbor. On June 26, 1967, Louisa visited Alice, spending an unusually long evening chatting and sharing dessert, custard and stewed gooseberries. Before leaving, Louisa offered her usual parting words, "Good night, God bless, I don't know when I'll be seeing thee." It would be the last time anyone saw her alive. For decades, Louisa's case remained unsolved. However, in 2022, Avon and Somerset police reopened the investigation. With advances in forensic science, DNA evidence preserved from the scene underwent new analysis, leading them to a suspect, 92-year-old Ryland Headley of Ipswich. Headley was arrested and charged with Louisa's rape and murder. The case became the oldest cold case in Avon and Somerset police history. Detective Inspector Dave Marchant called it a hugely significant development, emphasizing the critical role of DNA in solving the mystery. Headley, now awaiting trial, has not entered a plea. The murders of Teresa Marcoux and Mark Harnish. We now turn to Massachusetts, where another pair of cold cases haunted investigators for nearly half a century. On the morning of November 19, 1978, a West Springfield police officer on patrol spotted a green Dodge pickup truck parked at a Route 5 rest area. The truck's driver's side window was shattered and blood was visible around the vehicle. Just over a nearby guardrail, the officer discovered the bodies of 18-year-old Teresa Marcoux and 20-year-old Mark Harnish. Both had been shot multiple times. Teresa Marcoux was described as lively and cheerful with a radiant smile. She worked as a clerk in the pet department of a local hardware store and was beloved by her community. Mark Harnish, quiet and polite, worked at a car repair shop. Together, the young couple had attended a party on the night of their deaths, leaving around 12:30 a.m. Autopsies determined that they had been killed in the early hours of November 19th. A witness reported hearing multiple gunshots at approximately 4 a.m. Detectives processed the crime scene meticulously, recovering 38-caliber bullets and a latent fingerprint in what appeared to be blood on the truck's passenger side vent window. The print did not belong to either victim. Years turned into decades, and despite tireless efforts, including manually comparing the print against 70,000 fingerprint cards, investigators hit a dead end. On October 24th, a tip changed everything. The tipster named Timothy Scott Jolie, a former Springfield resident, as a suspect. Investigators obtained Jolie's fingerprint card, which had been on file since 2000 when he applied for a taxi license. Two fingerprint analyses compared his print to the latent fingerprint from the truck. It was a match. Further digging revealed that Jolie, now 71 and living in Clearwater, Florida, was a licensed gun owner in 1978. He had purchased a Colt handgun just 1 month before the murders. On October 30th, 2024, Jolie was arrested and charged with the murders of Teresa and Mark. He waived extradition and was returned to Massachusetts to face justice. Detective Inspector Dave Marchant reflected, "One piece of information or one name can change the course of a case. These arrests demonstrate that even after decades, justice can still be pursued." For the families of Louisa, Teresa, and Mark, these developments bring a glimmer of closure, a testament to the power of forensic science. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Crimatorium. These stories remind us that no case is ever truly closed. Advances in technology and the dedication of investigators mean that justice, though delayed, remains possible. Until next time, take care.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.